Are you a writer or coach? Do you dream of building a successful online business? Are you tired of hearing the gurus tell you that you need a big launch or a complicated funnel software? Whether you're struggling with self-doubt, imposter syndrome, or just feeling overwhelmed by too many choices, I can help. Hi, I'm Jonathan Milligan, author of Your Message Matters. And I recently put together a free on-demand video training called How to Build an Online Business as a Writer or Coach, The Low-Tech Way. Inside, you'll discover the low-tech system that 30x'd my online business. Just go to freetrainingvideo.net to get started. Again, that's freetrainingvideo.net.
Welcome to the Blogging Your Passion podcast. Here are your hosts, Jonathan Milligan and Bob Lodick.
What do you do when you've lost your passion for your blog? In this episode, I'll be talking exactly what to do when you've simply lost your passion. I'm going to share with you four things. These things are something that I've applied personally to my own life, and I'm going to open up and share a little bit of my story to you today as well. But first, this podcast is brought to you by the Kindle Your Passion online video course. It's an online video course you can take to publish your first Kindle book in 30 days. In the members area, you get over 23 video tutorials. You get worksheets, PDF checklists. We even have a private Facebook community with other published authors. You can preview the course and the entire course outline by going to bloggingyourpassion.com/Kindle. So let's get right into today's topic. Can I open my world up to you for a bit? I've been in denial for a long time. It's probably been more than 6 months. I've lost my passion. No, I'm not referring to Blogging Your Passion, but one of the other blogs that I run. The truth is, this community inspires me daily. If anything, we're going to be putting more energy and resources, tips, and advice into our mission here at Blogging Your Passion. However, I want to share my story with you in case you have felt, or maybe you're feeling the same way I do. What do you do when you feel your passion begin to wane? Is there a way to kick yourself back into gear? Well, here's a little bit about my story. I created my first blog back in 2009 as a career coaching blog. Everything I read said to niche down, get as narrow as possible. And I think there's some truth to that strategy. But you must at the same time stay true to yourself. Let me explain. I thought the most logical choice for me was to be a career coach for accountants. For the prior 7 years before starting the blog, I was an executive recruiter in the accounting and finance niche. Now, I had a handle on the career side of accounting, but there was a big problem. I wasn't an accountant. And I was definitely not a CPA. And here's why this ultimately became a big deal for me. While I've been making good money on my blog for the past 3 years, there was only one way to take it to the next level. In my opinion, and I avoided it for a long time, if I wanted to take, and the blog at the time was called CPACareerCoach.com, if I really wanted to go pro with that or take it to the next level, there were at least two things I'd have to be willing to do. Number one, I was going to have to start including more accounting-related articles in order to further reach my target audience, which was accountants. And that was not something I wanted to write personally. Neither did they want me to write personally. Number two, I think in order to really make my idea go, I was going to have to start networking with CPA firms, accounting professors, and other accountants in my niche to bring an even greater awareness to my platform. See, the truth was I had done the search engine and the SEO really well on the site, so much so that a large majority of the traffic I was getting was from the search engines. The problem or the challenge was many of those people were not accountants. So when they follow my site, they may get some excellent advice about resumes and interviewing and how to grow their career. But then in order to really take a connection with me and for me to really connect with them, they'd have to be accountants. So I had a problem of I was outgrowing my niche and I did not know what to do. So what did I do? Well, when I finally came to the realization, I stalled for 6 months. On top of that, I had another challenge. I was consistently receiving emails from readers who are not accountants asking if I was open to working with them. That was not good. People were almost resistant to buy my products or buy my services unless they were accounting. I clearly was outgrowing my niche. Now, don't get me wrong. What made this even harder was that I was actually making money on the site. If I wasn't making money and it wasn't a consistent income that I was counting on and depending on, then it would probably have been an easier decision. But the fact that you have some success can really make this a difficult decision. So I'm going to share with you a few steps that I've been taking or have already taken to rebrand my blog in order to more fully align with my real passions. And that's really my goal in this. It's not so much just for you to hear me ramble about myself, but maybe you find yourself there right now today. Maybe you started a blog. Maybe it was 6 months ago. Maybe it was 2 years ago. And you find yourself consistently stalling to really make a go with it. Maybe it's because you've lost your passion and you need to retool. You need to rehuddle. And you need to refocus. So here are some steps that I want to suggest for you. If you have the ability, write them down. And if not, just try and take away one action step from what I'm about to share with you. Step one, take a break from your blog and go on a technology fast. Sometimes it's temporary. We just get burned out. I know for me, I've managed several blogs at once, just have many different interests, and there's times where, honestly, I'm just tired. And maybe you just need a technology fast. I mean, a mini vacation's in order. Even if you stay home, you just unplug for 2 days and don't work on anything on your blog and just let it sit. It will not completely die off because you take a break. Just because you find difficulty writing a new post doesn't necessarily mean that your blog needs a complete overhaul. And sometimes the most productive thing you can do is get some rest. So that would be my first recommendation. If you find yourself stalling and you're just not as motivated or excited about your blog, take a break and take a technology fast for a while. Step two. And this step that I'm about to share with you came out of the mastermind group that I'm a part of, and they challenged me to do this, and it really made a difference. Journal out your thoughts, frustrations, and hang-ups. You see, as long as things are swirling in your head, you will stay in a state of confusion. Even if you say, I'm not the journaling type, I want you to do this exercise. You can open up a blank document. It was helpful for me actually to use one of my whiteboards and just start actually putting out what are the pros, what are the cons for me retooling, rebranding the site. And you just write down any type of random thought that comes to mind. Then come back and revisit it a few days later and see if you feel the same way. So journaling out your thoughts, frustration, and hang-ups is very important. Step three, if you feel like you're losing your passion and you are feeling stuck, number three, get clarity on where your core genius is and the world's deep needs are. In other words, what's your core genius, what's the world's needs, and where do they meet? This is so very important. Another blogger, Jonathan Mead, would say, what is your no-end path? I think each of us have a no-end path. Some subject, topic, thing that ignites a fire in us. It's something that we get really excited about, and we just can't read, listen, or learn enough about this particular topic. What subject, cause, or topic will you never grow weary of writing, talking, and speaking about? In fact, where do your conversations lead? If you were able to sit down and have fun talking about a topic, what would you talk about? Get to the heart of what you most love to do. And that's what I had to do. I had to really get to that place. Now, consider how that, what you really love to do, may align with the deep needs others have. And in the middle of that is where the magic happens. So get clarity on where your core genius and the world's deep needs meet. It takes some thought, but when you get that aha moment, it'll be revolutionary for you, and you'll get re-energized about the direction you want to go. Step 4, start before you are ready, because clarity comes from movement. This was big for me because I wanted clarity first, and then I'll start moving. But clarity often comes from movement. We know when we're stalling on a decision. Fear can be paralyzing. This can become, as I mentioned before, even harder when you've reached some success. And even though you may have plateaued, you don't want to ruin what you've built. At the same time, you know in your gut what you must do to move forward. Because clarity often begins to flow from movement. And when you begin to take steps and risk to fully go after your passion, the doors of opportunity begin to open up. I know I've seen this happen at least 3 different times in my life. Starting before you're ready helps the perfectionist in all of us. So I went through the process, I did the research, I developed a checklist, and I successfully migrated the CPA Career Coach site into jonathanmilligan.com. And it's been the best decision I've made. All those months of worry and fret about losing traffic, a funny thing happened. I actually gained traffic, over 10 to 20,000 new readers a week, which I wasn't expecting at all. But I finally got to the place where I had to move forward, even if it meant taking a gigantic step back in order to realign with something I was passionate about. It had to be done. And so that is my challenge for you today. What do you do when you feel your passion slipping? Well, I want to challenge you to take one of the steps that we talked about today. Well, that's it for this episode of Blogging Your Passion. I'm so grateful for those of you who tune in each week. In fact, feel free to send us an email. We love to hear from readers. We got a recent email from Jerry. He said, just want to let you know, I began the Blogging Your Passion University 101 program a few months ago. And he said, I'm on the other end of the spectrum of what I suspect is your core audience. I'm 61 years old. Which, to be honest with you, Jerry, if you're listening, we have people from all ranges in age. So you're welcome here just as much as anybody else. He said, I'm a VA employee, a retired National Guard, looking to retire from the government soon, and I'm beginning to really take blogging seriously. Your teaching's truthful and not hype. This takes work and commitment. Thank you. Yes, it does, Jerry. It takes work and commitment, but when you're passionate about it and when you're excited about it, it's a whole lot of fun, too. Well, that's it for this episode of Blogging Your Passion. So grateful for those that tune in. We're grateful, too, if you just take a moment and rate our podcast on iTunes. That helps make the podcast more visible so other people who aren't connected with us can join our community. So if you've already done this, thank you so very much. Until next time, go blog your passion and make a difference in someone's world.